I'm Mary Dixon with your Chicago News Update from WBEZ. President Joe Biden has made his first visit to the Chicago area since entering the White House. Biden was at McHenry County College in suburban Crystal Lake yesterday. He was drumming up support for his massive American Families Plan. It's aimed at increasing accessibility to education and child care. It would create free community college for all.
Does anybody think in the 21st century, with the changes taking place in technology and across the board, that 12 years of education is enough to be able to live a middle-class life? I don't think so.
Biden's plan would also create universal pre-K, incentives for businesses to provide on-site child care, and increase tax credits for families with children. He says new taxes on high earners can pay for it. Chicago police say two ATF agents and a Chicago police officer shot and wounded early yesterday have been treated and released from the hospital. They were shot on a Southside Expressway ramp as they were conducting an investigation. An Iowa man is bonded out of the Cook County Jail and has proposed to his girlfriend. 32-year-old Keegan Castile is charged with felony aggravated unlawful use of a weapon. Police were alerted by a W Hotel employee who found a rifle with a laser sight on the windowsill of Castile's room. It faced Lake Michigan and Navy Pier. A city panel will take more time before recommending how Chicago should deal with monuments that some consider controversial. WBEZ's Mark Labine reports.
The Monuments Project Advisory Committee is extending the period of public input by holding in-person meetings this summer. That's according to the Department of Cultural Affairs and Special Events. The Monuments Project began last fall and has already received comments from thousands of people through virtual meetings and its website. As the panel holds more meetings this summer, it's drafting a report that will include its recommendations and a summary of public opinion. This project was formed after protests last summer over a Christopher Columbus statue in Grant Park. It's not the committee's job to say whether some monument should come down, but it has compiled a list of 41 objects that it says deserve public discussion for reasons such as honoring people with links to slavery. Mark Labine, WBEZ News.
Chicago's top cop still hasn't provided evidence for widely reported claims he made about the city's July 4th weekend violence. WBEZ's Chip Mitchell explains.
Bail reforms and pandemic responses are letting more defendants out of jail on electronic monitoring. Police Superintendent David Brown says those people have been causing violence as both offenders and targets. He said so most recently after more than 100 people were shot last weekend.
The courts are not meting out justice that changes behavior, meaning more serious consequences for illegal gun possession and violent offenders.
But asked for proof at the press conference, Brown could only point to three anecdotes. And in follow-up calls, CPD has not provided any evidence to back up Brown's claims. Chip Mitchell, WBEZ News.
Illinois' first vaccine lottery has arrived. Today's drawings are the first in a summer-long lottery for the 7.5 million Illinoisans who've gotten at least one COVID shot. One lucky vaccinated adult will win $1 million in this first drawing, while three vaccinated teens will win scholarships worth $150,000 each. The lottery will continue giving away $10 million in cash prizes and scholarships weekly through the end of August. State officials are urging unvaccinated Illinoisans to get their COVID shots, which not only automatically enters them into the vaccine lottery, but also protects against COVID's extremely contagious Delta variant, which is now spreading around the state. So far, only 54% of eligible Illinoisans 12 and over are fully vaccinated. The Peggy Notobart Nature Museum in Lincoln Park will reopen today after its pandemic hiatus. The museum will require face masks for all guests, even those who are vaccinated. Museum Vice President Mark Miller says masks are necessary because their primary guests are under the age of 12 and can't get vaccinated yet. Miller also says he's excited to connect with families.
We have heard from kids in the last couple of days who can't wait to get back into Riverworks, who want to get to climb the tree in hands-on habitat, and who can't wait to get into the Haven and see the butterflies again.
Notobart will be open Thursdays through Saturdays through the summer. Weather today, patchy fog, isolated showers this morning, a high of 73, cooler by the lake. Listen to the latest news live on WBEZ.org. That's your Chicago News Update. I'm Mary Dixon with WBEZ.